WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning, the final day of the work week for us here at WBSM. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So I'll be here today and Chris will be here, Barry will be here, Brian will be here, and then tomorrow, we'll have syndicated programming for you until 7 p.m., and then the Christmas music takes over. Commercial-free Christmas from 7 p.m. until 10 a.m. on Christmas Day, and then syndicated programming the rest of Thursday and Friday. We'll be back. Well, the Saturday crew will be here, except Jose is going to be a rebroadcast. And then on Monday, we'll be back next week for Monday and Tuesday. So again, just taking advantage of the holidays here and the chance for everybody to get a little bit of a break. And after my gallbladder issues over the weekend, I'm going to the doctor today, right after the show. I have an appointment right after the show. So we'll see where that goes. But in talking with the nurse on the phone yesterday, she's like, you know, it really sounds like, she's like, I'm not really supposed to say this, but, you know, sounds like it's getting worse. I'm like, yeah, I that's why I called you. I was okay with it being an every once in a while thing and not being that bad. But, you know, when it felt like indigestion, it was one thing. When it felt like I couldn't do anything at all, now it's a problem. So she's like, okay, well, the doctor can see you tomorrow. And that's when I was like, oh, maybe it is pretty bad. Because when did they ever say the doctor can see you tomorrow? They either say, yeah, it'll take 3 or 4 weeks for us to see you, or you can go to the emergency room. And she said multiple times, and if it comes back, just go to the hospital. If it comes back, just go to the hospital. I was like, all right. Urgent care? No, go to the hospital. Okay. All right. So we'll see where that goes. But I'm going to tell the doctor I still plan on going to Tiki Port at some point before. Listen, I know I can't eat that stuff, but I'm still going to Tiki Port at some point before December 31st when they close for good. So as I said, I'll have something on that a little bit later on. Going to write a story on that. I'm going to write a little something up on Ralph's discussion, Ralph Medeiros' discussion with Brian last night about the closing of Ralph's Cars. And then hopefully I don't have to do any more work for a few days. 508-996-0500. One question I did want to ask you, and I asked Council President Burgo this yesterday because I kept meaning to bring it into the discussion, but we were just talking about other things. When you go and get those gift cards, at like say you go to a restaurant and you get a gift card and it's like buy, you know, a $50 gift card, get $25 back or something like that. Do you give both gift cards to the person or do you keep one for yourself? Obviously, the restaurants intend it for you to keep that for yourself. The idea is that they want not only the business that's going to get brought in by your gift, but they want you to come back as well. And so, you know, a lot of people will go out and buy those restaurant gift cards and then hold on to that bonus card for themselves. Other people, you know, pass that on. I was saying my aunt and uncle get me a 99 gift card. They always give me the bonus gift card as well because they're like, yeah, you know, we could go, but you know, this might be a whole meal for you, whereas for us, it's just going to take a little bit off our bill. So, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Not too bad. So you're going in. Well, that's good. Get this all done before Christmas Day.
Probably just going to be a referral to a gastrointestinal specialist. Yeah.
Well, might as well just do it and move on.
Yeah.
And
start the process.
So this will be the last call now for a few days to BSM.
Well, your last call with me. You can call the other guys later on.
Yeah, I mean, you guys need a break too. Somebody's always there all the time, so you're human. So the callers who will get upset about it, they'll get over it. You guys need a long vacation. Take off. Go somewhere.
You know, I haven't heard anybody too upset. A few people that are like, you know, I'm a little bit sad about it, but nobody's really been upset about it.
I listen to all the shows, and if you guys are not there, I switch the channel. There's always somebody somewhere talking about something.
If not, you know, then you could always just start your own talk show talking to the cat. That's what I do at home.
I'm going to buy a radio station as soon as I get that money. That's incredible. I can't even believe it. I call it a circus show now. Somebody should win it by Christmas. Come on. Maybe that's what they're doing. That's a gimmick. They want to have it maybe a Christmas Eve big bang, because it is going to be, I mean, it's tomorrow. So whoever's going to win that, I just hope it's a lot of people, because that's a big enough jackpot to go around to quite a few people.
So, I mean, I don't pay attention enough to it to know. This slow incremental rise each time, is that the usual rate that it grows, or does it usually grow bigger? Because I seem to think, like, if it's 1.5 billion and nobody wins it, it should be like 2 billion the next time, but instead now it's 1.7 billion. Is it normally move that slow, or is this maybe because Christmas people aren't buying as many tickets?
I never really thought about that. What bothers me is something like, this is how I'll know it's a scam. All that, nobody's won the big jackpot in the Powerball since September. So all this time, no big jackpot winner. So all of a sudden, if there happens to be three winners even, I'll say, come on. All of a sudden, three can snag it when it went all this time without even one. So I don't know. It bothers me a lot. So much that why do I think it's crooked? I don't know. It bothers me. I think it is crooked. And it's always never Massachusetts. Well, right now I have two family members. They're in Florida. So when I was talking to them yesterday, I said, hey, while you're in Florida, pick up your Powerball tickets over there, because Florida wins here and there. We have Texas that's always popping up winners all the time. I think somebody living in the middle of a jungle is going to win. That's what's going to happen.
Do you know what makes me the most nervous about this? You know who's going to win? Is somebody's going to buy a ticket for someone else as a, you know, last minute Christmas gift, something to shove in a stocking or a work party or something. And then the person they give the ticket to is going to win. And then it's going to be like, well, but shouldn't you? And then it'll turn into one of those situations.
Well, you know, jealousy is a big green monster, and nobody has to be upset with me if I win, because I'm very generous. I don't care. You can't spend it all. That's mad money. It's crazy money, because whoever wins that, they're going to say things like, oh, no, I'm not a big spender. I'm not going to go nuts. But after a while, they'll start spending and spending. They're going to spend everybody else.
Or people say, oh, if I win, I'm going to give you $1 million. Like, it's not as easy to do that as you think that it is.
Well, you could, but I don't think you're going to do something like that, like, right away. There's other things you got to do first. Like, I heard the show. I think it was your friend. Was it Jose that said that? Don't make sure you get everything in order before you start spending and, like, have your will ready and stuff.
Right,
I heard the whole thing. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that he came out and did that.
The first thing you should be paying for when you win the lottery is for the financial advisor and the lawyer and the you know, all the other people that you need on your team to make sure that you're protected and get the right people. You know, you want to make sure and you get the right people who are trusted.
How do we know we can even trust them too?
Well, I mean, how long have you heard Jose Matos on the air here? You know you can trust him.
I know. I just threw that. You know the way I am.
And I would just go to him and say, you know, tell me who I need for a lawyer. Tell me who I need for an accountant. I would trust his judgment on all those things.
Whoever's lucky enough to win, though, that's going to be one hell of a Christmas. I hope they're young enough to have a lot of years. Because I remember what he also said. Don't take the one-time check. Make sure you get a check every year. You're kind of tempted to take that one big check. But now that I heard him say that, because I'm never going to, if I was to win, and I did get all of it, not just one check, I know I'm not going to be here to spend it all. I don't really believe that. It could happen, but I don't know. But the fact that you can leave it to your family, once you win that money, it is your money. And if you make a will, they have to do what you want with that money. It's ridiculous. So like he said, get your things in order right away. Don't even tell your friends right away. Don't tell anybody. I wouldn't have told anybody anyway right away.
Well, just know when you do win and you make out that will, my name is WEISBERG.
And I also know what kind of present you want. I don't forget anybody. I don't forget.
All right. Well, I wish you luck with it and Merry Christmas.
Good luck at the doctor. Good luck over there.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, let's take some more calls here, 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Good, how you doing?
Felix, yeah. Pretty good. A little under the weather, but I'm doing okay. Something going around, I guess. Yeah, I just want to make it clear to the audience and to anyone listening that when I call Mr. Burgo, it's not my intention to agitate him, attack him, whatever words people are saying.
Well, as you aggravate him, I can tell he aggravates you as well.
Well, he's an elected official. He asked for my vote.
Well, but even beyond that, like, you know, people say you needle him, but he does needle you back.
Well, 100%. And I don't think it's for any good reason. Yes, am I super critical of him? Of course I am. Look at the things that he proposes and ignores. And I understand he's not the only one that ignores the illegal immigration invasion in the city of New Bedford. He's not the only one, but he's the only one that advocates for it by the things that he supports and the organizations that he's is part of. You know what I mean? So me being a person that's been into politics, I've run for office, I started a news website to inform people, I want my city to be a better place, believe it or not, you know. And I think someone needs to hold that guy accountable. His head is grown. I mean, he thinks he's something special. He could be something special. And I told him that. And when he said that I've never supported him, that's an outright lie. You could ask Ian Abreu. He was there. At the Veterans Hall, when I shook Burgo's hand, congratulate him, and I told him just like this, they're not ready for you. Because I knew he was a little on the liberal side. And I know New Bedford isn't that crazy, you know, that we're not Looney Tunes here, not 100%. So I thought, you know, maybe we have a chance with this guy. You know, maybe he's on the border, you know, because I'm independent. I go on both sides for whoever I think is best. Even though in the city it's nonpartisan or whatever, but certain individuals tend to push their agenda, their ideology. The Democratic, liberal, the far left, and I don't believe in the far right either. I'm somewhere in the middle, and I think if you want to bring the city forward, you have to look at what's happening in the city. And when you have 20,000 plus, probably close to 30,000 plus individuals that are here illegally, that has an impact on the finances, on the crime, on the health, on our housing stock. That's a fact. And he's laughing it up like a hyena. That wasn't appropriate, was it, you think?
He can react however he wants to react, but he has to explain. Right. He has to explain it when he does.
Right, he has to. He's going to be accountable for it, just like he went from second to third, and you know, hopefully by the next election he'll go to last or sixth place and be out. And I'm brutally honest because of his behavior. I'm not here to bash anyone, but this guy is out of control. He's out of control, and he's a burden to our city. And I really believe that. I really believe it because he really has some people convinced that what he's pushing is what's good for our city. And, you know, if we have people like Burgo in charge, we'll be like New York before you know it.
But, I mean, the same thing I would say about New York, I would say about New Bedford is, what do you really think he's going to be able to accomplish? He could be the mayor. How much of this stuff that you think that he wants to push is actually going to go to fruition? As you said, you know, the city doesn't have an appetite for it.
Well, what I hope is people don't have an appetite for Burgo for mayor. That would be insanity. The fact that people are even putting his name next to the mayor, the status of mayor, I think is crazy. What has he done? I mean, he had an opportunity to do something about housing, right? What has he done?
Well, I mean,
and then when I ask him, did you read the homeless report? He hasn't read it.
I mean, I will say this: some of the last few mayoral candidates that we've had running against Mayor Mitchell have really no political experience to their names. So, I guess
we haven't had anyone that's really ran against them. Who have we had that really ran against the mayor recently?
Well, if you look at, you know, you had Charlie Perry, you had Tyson Moultrie. So you've got guys that, you know, didn't really have any governmental experience.
Right.
So now
right.
You throw
I like
in
Charlie Perry. I do.
Yeah, I like them both. I mean, I have no problem with either one of them. But, well, I mean, I got some issues with Tyson based on how he handled that first campaign. But
I remember all that. Yeah.
But if you look at, you know, the fact that they had very little or no experience at all, even having just the little bit that Shane Burgo has, I can see why some people would look at that and say, that's enough for me to support him. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm just saying I can understand why they would get behind it.
But how can you say I'll vote for Burgo without saying, hey, Ian Abreu, you should run? That's crazy.
Well,
that someone would put Burgo in front of Abreu. I mean, that's insanity.
I think it comes down to
the amount of work that Ian puts in is so much more ahead of any other counselor. And I'm not saying this because I'm friends with the guy. I'm saying this because it's true. The guy, someone calls him, he calls back. He gets things done. He has to take care of the ward counselor's problems. Look at Ward 6, crying Ryan Pereira. There was a woman begging for his help.
You know, I don't like the nicknames on the show. But
I'm sorry. I apologize. Ryan Pereira, the Ward 6 City Council. I apologize. I know you don't like that. I apologize. The Ward 6 City Council had an issue with a constituent. She was begging him for help, and he totally ignored her. You know what I mean? And she came on your radio station and explained the whole thing. That's not appropriate. I mean, you asked for our votes.
Well, I will say this, though. You know that a lot of times supporting the candidate, you know, it depends on who's running and whether or not they think they can beat that other person. So it's not necessarily just on the merits of the person. It has to do with, you know, the merits of who they're going up against. So that 100%. Might be why some people might think, you know, in an election where, you know, John Mitchell is on the ballot, that Shane Burgo might be the best option because who else has been standing up to John Mitchell? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying that might be why some people are behind it.
Yeah, listen, I'm all for standing up to Mitchell. I am. I don't always agree with the guy, but at the same time, we got a city to run, and you can't stop progress. You know what I mean? There's the old saying the Portuguese people say, he's got the bread, the butter, the cheese, and the knife. You got to work with him to get what you want. You can't just bash him and degrade him. You got to work with the guy behind the scenes, and then if he's unwilling to work with you, and I have a feeling that Burgo, and from what I hear, does not try to work with these people. He just straight bashes them. You know, he's trying to control them by bashing them. And I'm all for using the media. If I was ever elected to a position, I would use the media to put the stuff out there.
Well, I mean, I guess in a couple of weeks, you know, he's gonna go back to just being a counselor at large and having he'll have a few people that are on his side for some of these issues, but certainly not enough to make these things happen.
But who will be the next city council president?
Yeah, but I think, as we saw with this year, you know, being the city council president, you don't really get to do a lot. I mean, when he's come through and told us that week after week, you know, it's not this, you know, all-powerful position that people think that it is, I have to tend to agree with that.
But I think someone should be placed in that position that has the ability to do the job, first of all, and have some integrity. You know, Ryan is lying about his address, where he lives, on his, and I can prove it. I'll bring you the stuff if you want me to. He's lying about his address on his election papers. For what reason, I don't know. It's crazy. He's not calling back constituents. He's using his seat to get window deals. He's using his seat to get his uncle's properties sold. I don't want that guy as city council president. What the hell is he going to sell next? He's been selling out Ward 6 for a while. $2 million of repairs or actually upkeep to the sewage treatment plant that he voted away. He horse traded to make a deal with Linda Morad.
I'm going to hold you on this because I think you're going to have
Linda will be the president if he becomes president. She will run the council through him. Thank you.
I'm going to say I think you'll have the chance to ask him these things directly because I hope that he'll be joining us if and when he becomes
president. I don't know. I hope the other councilors do the right thing because when this guy has to be placed possibly in cuffs for the crimes that he's committing, they're going to look awfully foolish. Thank you.
All right. Have a good Christmas. And let me get one more call in here, and then I got to go to a break in the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Tim, I got nothing for politics. I just called for the lottery that you said.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I've told you this. A few years back, you know what you said about giving somebody a ticket and they win the $1 million?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This actually happened in this area. There was a lady that had a restaurant. This is before we could buy the tickets, the Powerball tickets. And she used to go all the way to Tiverton to buy, and she'll put them on the counter when the customers used to come in. It was, I want to say Dartmouth or someplace around when this happened. And people were buying the tickets for $2. It was only $1 at the time. Okay? And this gentleman used to go for breakfast, bought the ticket. Well, he hit it for $8 million.
Wow.
He gave her $100,000. You know that she took him to court because she thought she should split it with him?
I mean, she was already breaking the law by buying that ticket and reselling it.
Well, we know that, but I'm just telling you when you said about giving a ticket, and you're not the only one that feels like that. People tell me, I'll never give a ticket. Can you imagine if they hit it? You know what I mean? But that actually happened. So Mary, when she was talking to me, that's why I called back. And it just happened to Carlos was before me.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You know what I mean? So.
All right.
All right, then. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we got to go to the break here. When we come back, we will get the news, and then we'll have the Gen X files on the other side of that. But before I do that, ladies, I'm going to talk directly to you, okay? Because I know I talk to the men a lot about the services that they offer at the Ultimate Men's Clinic, and I try to convince them and tell them, hey, you know, all of these things that are bothering you, the Ultimate Men's Clinic can take care of it, but you've got to make the appointment. You've got to call them. You've got to go to theultimatemensclinic.com and set up an appointment. But you know how they get, right? You know how they are about actually following through on things. So I'm going to appeal to the ladies to say, make that call for the men in your life. Make that call for them. Make that appointment for them. Go to theultimatemensclinic.com and see what can get done. And then bring that to them and say, honey, I think you should look into this. And don't forget, if you sign up for the monthly testosterone treatments for the entire year of 2026, you're going to get 3 free sessions of the P-Wave. So that helps you with ED. Now, what if you say, well, I'm not having any ED issues? It still can help with the blood flow. So it breaks up the crystals and makes it so that you have increased blood flow in that area, and that can only make things better. So check out theultimatemensclinic.com to find out more and to get yourself signed up for that great deal and all of the ways they can make the man in your life better in 2026. All right, let me get this break in here. When we come back, the news, and then we come back after that, today's edition of the Gen X Files, our final one for the week.
You're listening to the Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Several people dead after a small plane crash in Texas. Flu cases are on the rise and a runaway Christmas decoration damaging cars in Connecticut.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Authorities say at least five people are dead after a Mexican Navy plane crashed on Monday near Galveston, Texas. The plane was carrying a burn patient who was among those killed. The aircraft took off in Mexico and crashed into the Galveston Bay around 3 p.m. local time. Two people survived the crash, another missing and presumed dead. There's no word on why the plane went down, but multiple agencies are investigating. A record number of Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home this holiday season. According to AAA's projections, over 122 million are expecting to travel. It's a 2.2% increase from last year, with the majority of travelers likely driving to their destinations. However, air travel will also reach new heights, with over 8 million Americans flying domestically. Meanwhile, nearly 5 million people are expected to travel via bus, train, or cruise ship. President Trump announcing new Trump-class battleships for the U.S.
They'll help maintain American military supremacy, revive the American shipbuilding industry, and inspire fear in America's enemies all over the world.
During the announcement from Florida, Trump said that they will be the most lethal battleships the world has ever seen. The president said that there will be two ships built first, followed by another eight, and then eventually 25 new battleships. Trump was joined by Secretary of War Pete Hegseth at Mar-a-Lago. It comes after the U.S. has seized more oil tankers from Venezuela as tensions with the South American country rise. The CDC says five states are experiencing very high flu activity.
The five are New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Colorado, and Louisiana, with high activity reported in Connecticut, Massachusetts, Georgia, Idaho, Maryland, Michigan, New Mexico, the Carolinas, and Washington, D.C. There were nearly 14,000 confirmed cases in New York City alone in early December, a 460% increase from the same time last year. The surge driven by a new flu variant. The CDC reports at least 4.6 million people have gotten sick from flu, 1,900 adults have died, plus three children. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Barry Manilow is revealing he's battling lung cancer. In an Instagram post yesterday, the legendary singer said the cancer was found when he underwent an MRI after getting bronchitis. Manilow said that the cancerous spot on his lung was found early. He will undergo surgery to have it removed. The surgery has forced Manilow to postpone several concerts that were scheduled in January, but he plans to be back on stage in Las Vegas by February. There's some exciting news on the Alzheimer's front. Researchers at Chicago's Northwestern University say an experimental drug used on mice blocks early damage from toxic proteins in the brain that cause the common form of dementia. They gave the drug called NU9 to mice before Alzheimer's symptoms appeared, which worked to target the disease at its earliest stage. They believe the same approach could one day be used in people as an early intervention for Alzheimer's. A terrifying reminder of how dangerous improperly secured holiday decorations can be. In a Connecticut neighborhood, Andrew Whitman fills us in.
The wind was strong in Stamford, Connecticut's Harbor Point neighborhood Friday afternoon. So strong, it blew away an oversized holiday ornament, which took off from the tip of Triangle Park, went rolling down Harbor Point Road south and smack into two cars. One driver said they thought they were going to die. The ornament belongs to the neighborhood's developer. They're paying for the car damage. The ornament is back where it started, hopefully tied down a little tighter.
The Kansas City Chiefs are heading across the Missouri River for Kansas. The team and the Kansas governor have reached an agreement to bring the football franchise to Kansas in time for the 2031 season. The new stadium will have a dome, which could attract higher-profile events such as the Super Bowl. The Chiefs have been in Kansas City, Missouri since 1963 and their current stadium since 1972.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Celtics beat the Indiana Pacers last night, 103-95. The Bruins host the Canadiens tonight at 7.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Light rain developing today. It may start off as a little light snow this morning, but changing to rain. Temperature at around 40. Light rain ending tonight, mostly cloudy, low temp down to 30. Christmas Eve, Wednesday, windy morning clouds, then partly sunny, a high of 38. Weather looks nice for Santa on Wednesday night with clear skies. Christmas Day, morning clouds, then partly sunny, seasonably cool with a high around 41. For WBSM, I'm 12 News. Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Stevie's greetings in our souls.
The only fruity pebbles in our bowls. Oh, here comes you-know-who.
Yabba-dabba fruit, delicious dew. Oh, ho, ho, I'm hungry.
Santa, my pebbles.
Your pebbles. 'Tis the season to be sharing bread.
Happy holidays, pal.
Oh, Fred.
Fruity and cocoa pebble cereals, part of this nutritious breakfast. Ho, 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 ho.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with celebrity birthdays. Actor Ronnie Schell, who appeared on Gomer Pyle, USMC, and in The Cat from Outer Space, celebrates his 94th birthday today. Simpsons voice actor and Spinal Tap member Harry Shearer, also known as Derek Smalls, turns 82. Jorma Kekkonen, the guitarist for Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna, is 85. Soap opera legend Susan Lucci turns 79. Iron Maiden guitarist Dave Murray is 69. Actress Joan Severance turns 67. Baltimore Ravens coach Jim Harbaugh, 62. Pearl Jam singer Eddie Vedder is 61. Singer, model, and former First Lady of France Carla Bruni is 58. And Stranger Things star Finn Wolfhard, the only Gen X favorite here that isn't 58 plus. He celebrates his 23rd birthday today. On this date in 1964, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys suffered a nervous breakdown on a flight. The event was a life-changing one for Wilson, who made the difficult decision to step away from performing live with his band. While he was replaced temporarily by Glenn Campbell, Wilson remained a vital part of the group's songwriting and production, leading to such revolutionary albums as The Beach Boys Today, Summer Days and Summer Nights, and Pet Sounds. December 23rd, 1970, the North Tower of the World Trade Center in Manhattan, New York, New York, reached 1,368 feet, making it the tallest building in the world at the time. In 1972, the NFL's immaculate reception, Franco Harris of the Pittsburgh Steelers grabbed a deflected pass from quarterback Terry Bradshaw to score a touchdown, winning the game for the Steelers 13-7 over the Oakland Raiders. In 1972, John Lennon's film Imagine premiered nationally. In 1985, Reno, Nevada residents James Vance, 20 years old, and Raymond Belknap, 18, spend hours drinking, smoking marijuana, and listening to Judas Priest's Stained Class album. Afterwards, they took a shotgun to a nearby school playground, and in a suicide pact, Belknap shot him and killed himself. Vance suffered serious injuries but lived for more than 3 years before dying of the effects of the shooting. A lawsuit filed by their families claimed that this track, Better By You, Better Than Me, contains subliminal messages encouraging the suicides, but the case was dismissed. And also on December 23rd, 1985, three people were shot and wounded, and one person was trampled during a performance by rap artist LL Cool J at a roller rink in Baltimore, Maryland. In 1986, experimental aircraft Voyager, piloted by Dick Rutan and Gianna Yeager, landed at Edwards Air Force Base in California, completing the first nonstop flight just over 9 hours around the globe on a single load of fuel. On December 23rd, 1989, Phil Collins started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Another Day in Paradise, his seventh U.S. solo number one. It was taken from his number one album, But Seriously, Another Day in Paradise was written to bring attention to the problem of homelessness. In 1989, Ice Cube was fired from N.W.A., who had just rose to fame with their multi-platinum record Straight Outta Compton. Cube eventually goes solo. In 1996, 2 weeks after his divorce from Playboy playmate Brandi Brandt is finalized, Motley Crue bass player Nikki Sixx married Baywatch star Donna D'Errico. On this date in 1997, As Good As It Gets was released in theaters, and that movie made me want to be a better man. In 2000, the Beatles' number one collection starts a seven-week run at number one on the Billboard 200. In 2000, the Police were named the highest-earning touring group of the past year. The run of dates was particularly special, not only celebrating 30 years since the band's inception, but also marking the reunited trio's first tour in 24 years. At the time, the 151-date global run became the third-highest-grossing tour of all time, with profits reaching over $360 million. Saw them at Fenway Park on that tour. They were amazing. In 2015, 80s hitmaker Richard Marx married model and TV host Daisy Fuentes. Marx was previously married to actress-dancer Cynthia Rhodes. That's the Gen X Files for December 23rd, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, where you can join the Just Another Star Club Rewards program and where you can try some great specials. If you want to get over there and have some festive holiday fun, how about Grinch Crepes or Santa's Cookie Crumble French Toast? Just keep in mind that they're going to be closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but Just Another Phoenix wants to wish everybody out there happy holidays. All right, 508-996-0500. That is our number here. And we're going to take a break here. Before we take that break, how about getting yourself a nice little free solar system to start 2026? One Massachusetts or Rhode Island homeowner will win a completely free solar system from Isaacson Solar. No purchase required, no lease or power purchase agreement needed, no strings attached. The system is valued up to $50,000. It will be professionally installed on your home at no cost to you. Isaacson will choose a winner live on February 22nd, but the only way to win is to enter. Visit Isaacson Solar, click on the giant Enter to Win button, and fill out the online entry form. You must be a homeowner in Massachusetts or Rhode Island to qualify. That's the Isaacson Solar free solar system giveaway going on now through February 1st at isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. All right, we'll take a break here and be right back. Ah, I hit the wrong button again. I do that a lot. All right, we'll be right back.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health. Advanced medicine, more care.
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
To let D spit it before we turn this down.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Rice and stuffing macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you
All right, okay. For over 50 years, Bass Ready Rooter has been the trusted name in drain cleaning and septic maintenance across New Bedford, Fall River, and Dartmouth. From emergency clogs to hydro jetting and camera inspections, their expert team delivers solutions the right way, with honesty and respect. That's why neighbors and plumbers alike recommend them with over 700 five-star Google reviews. Bass Ready Rooter. They may not be your first call, but they'll always be your last. At 508-995-8012. That's 508-995-8012. Or you can visit Bass Ready Rooter online at bassready.com. BASSREDDY, bassready.com. All right, let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I want to wish good. How are you?
I'm doing all
right. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
To you as well.
And I used to go to the Tiki Port all the time with my sister. We used to go down Cape, like, for the weekends and stuff like that. Oh, so good there.
The food is great. The food is cheap. And it's just, you know, it's just one of those old school Polynesian palaces you just don't get anymore.
Now, that's like the one, you go in the back and there's a bar room. You have to walk through there. And then, or is it the...
You walk through this long hallway. And then when you go through the you know, you have to like go up the little ramp and they have the fountain and the statues. And then when you get inside, the lounge, the bar is to the left and then the dining room's to the right.
Yeah, I loved it there. It was so good. Yeah, it was really reasonable, real reasonable. It would be me, her, and the kids, and they loved it. And so now you go to the doctors after this to go to for your gallbladder?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
My sister had her to take it out years ago. You don't need it. I mean, you know, you really don't need it.
And whenever they decide, if they decide to do it, when they do decide to do it, you know, I'll be in and out and back to work probably next day.
Oh, yeah. Well, take a couple of days at least just to relax and the next day.
Now, everybody was just like, the hardest part is just, you know, just putting on pants, I guess, the next day. You're a little bit sore, but.
Oh, I know.
I'll just show up to work without pants on. It'll be fine. It's radio. How are you going to know?
Well, there's windows there, isn't there?
Yeah, but I'm sitting underneath a counter.
Okay.
And it's dark when I get here.
Oh, you're funny. So what was I going to say? Did you start your shopping yet?
I pretty much done. I just went out and got the gift cards I had to get last night. So now I'm just going to pick up a couple little items today and be all set.
Good. Yeah, I did a lot of gift cards this year too, but I did a lot of gifts too. I was going to get all gift cards, but now I got tons of gift bags I got to do today. So that's all right. It's fun.
I'm giving out all my gifts in Stevie's Wine and Spirits gift bags. So,
nice.
They're not getting a gift from Stevie's. It's just the bag says Stevie's because they're from all my Rack House Club pickups over the course of the year. I saved all the bags.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's a nice idea. Yeah, that's good. You're going to give it to the kids like that. So here you go.
Well, so Stevie's did a great thing for the December Rack House Club bag. Mm-hmm. They put it in a Christmas gift bag, knowing that people just use the bags to re-gift them. So
they're wonderful. Yeah. They're wonderful.
They think of everything over there.
They really do. They're great. But anyway, well, you have a Merry Christmas and
you
and
as
healthy
well.
and good luck today, and you'll be fine.
Thank you so much.
You'll be fine.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
And we got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. Let me get this in. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. Ryushiu by the Monkees, a Spanish folklore Christmas song that they did on their show back in 1966, I believe. Upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit